USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CIA and U.S. military are conducting extraction operations to rescue Americans using helicopters and ground troops as the window begins to close for rescuing all people in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says at least 4,500 U.S. citizens have been evacuated from Afghanistan.
Over the past 24 hours, we've been in direct contact with approximately 500 additional Americans and provided specific instructions on how to get to the airport safely.
Nearly 90% of federal rental aid has not been distributed. That's according to the Treasury Department, which says roughly $5 billion of the $46 billion allocated has made it into the hands of tenants, landlords, or utility companies. The department saying most of it is still being held by state and local groups responsible for distributing it. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Delta Airlines is stepping up its efforts to get employees vaccinated against COVID-19, introducing measures including weekly testing requirements and a monthly health insurance surcharge for employees who don't take the annual vaccine of $200. A Democrat and Republican lawmaker make a trip that has many people on both sides of the aisle scratching their head.
A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they'd conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until they'd left the country so as to reduce the risk of disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post first reporting the trip added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in country. In their statement, the congressman added that after seeing the situation, they did not believe the evacuations can be completed by the August 31st deadline. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
According to AAA's survey, gas prices continuing their slow slide downward. The national average for regular gas down a half cent to $3.147 a gallon, which is the lowest it's been in over a month. As Joe Biden sticks to the August 31st deadline to have troops out of Afghanistan, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are imploring for more help in the country.
As stranded Americans beg for help getting out of Afghanistan, the Biden administration's self-induced disaster with regards to withdrawing Americans and her allies from Afghanistan.
We are currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News the president has dishonored America.
It's the most dishonorable thing a commander-in-chief has done in modern times. Biden has signed the death warrant for thousands of Afghans who helped us. He's washing his hands of Afghanistan at our peril as a nation.
California Congressman Adam Schiff on MSNBC.
Well, I think the decision to get out is the right decision. This looks like a planning failure, a military planning failure.
An unidentified American in Afghanistan begs for help.
I am afraid for my life. I really need our president to really consider this serious. We are in danger. We are in danger. Mr. President, please help us.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.